His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A volunteer firefighter from Canaan, Connecticut, who admitted to setting fires to relieve stress during a lull in activity, will be sentenced in May to 27 months in prison for second-degree arson and reckless endangerment. In a story in yesterday's Republican American by Bridget Ruthman, Anthony J. Stumbaugh, 24, started several fires, including one on his own porch in 2016. It was Stumbaugh who summoned fellow firefighters on October 3rd to extinguish a blaze on the roofline of his family's two-story home at 47 Railroad Street. The fire caused moderate damage. Then, authorities said, Stumbaugh started brush fires, and a couple of weeks later near the Canaan Airport off West Main Street and another at Bartholomew's Convil. Initially charged with first-degree arson, he pleaded guilty to a lesser count as part of a plea arrangement in Superior Court Friday before the judge that will also deliver 5 years of probation. Out of Hartford, House Speaker Joe Arsenowitz thinks justices of the U.S. Supreme Court gave a tell-out that they are going to grant New Jersey's petition to permit sports gambling in the state. If the speaker's read is right, he wants to position Connecticut to take full advantage of a favorable ruling as soon as practically possible to tap into a new source of revenue for the cash-strapped state government. He's from Berlin, a Democrat. He's assembling a work group of House Democrats to prepare recommendations for how Nevada-style sports betting might work here. He said he's taking his step because the Supreme Court indicated a willingness to side with New Jersey in its challenge to a federal law barring gambling on football, basketball, baseball, and other sports in most states during the oral arguments in December. The Salisbury Sharon Resource Recovery Authority Transfer Station Building Committee will hold a meeting at the Salisbury Town Hall at 5:30. Immediately following that, the Salisbury Sharon Track Committee regular meeting will be held at 6:30 at Town Hall. A blood drive coming up on Thursday from 3 till 7:30 at the Amenia Town Hall. For more information, 845-373-8118, extension 101. Walk-ins are welcome. Please bring an ID. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. in the Central Office Conference Room, an executive session anticipated for the purpose of conducting a hearing with regard to expulsion of a student, possible action regarding the expulsion of that student. On the 22nd, a town meeting in Salisbury, Connecticut will be held at Town Hall at 7:30. A heart-healthy lunch and learn is coming up at the Northern Dutchess Hospital, the cafeteria conference room in Rhinebeck on Friday from 12 till 2, featuring Douglas Kroll, MD, and Rafia Payman, Northern Dutchess Hospital's nutrition counselor. Seating is limited. Registration is required. Contact healthquest.org. Heart Lunch. 2 days of fun for all, indoors and out, February 24th and 25th. All kinds of great food, including restaurant crawl and mall, live music, art shows, winter sports, open house tours, and more. It is Weekend in Norfolk. Visit weekendinnorfolk.org or call 860-542-5829 for updated information. The town of Amenia has sign-ups for baseball and Little League once again this weekend on the 24th, 10 till 1 at the Amenia Town Hall, ages 3 through 12 year old. More information at 845-705-7127. Steve Johnson and his Magic Variety Show will appear at the Rojan Library on Saturday at 11 o'clock. He's been traveling the East Coast with his show for more than 20 years, entertaining children, teens, and adults. The show uses magic, illusion, comedy, and juggling. The show will last 45 minutes. West Cornwall Winter Stroll will happen this Saturday from 2 till 5. It includes a hike offered by the Cornwall Conservation Trust, which meets at 2 in the Trinity parking area at the end of Town Road, which will explore the winter wildlife, who is sleeping and who is not. Joe Bryan will be offering to make young people's workshop at the West Cornwall Library Make a Rake from 2 till 5 p.m. at the Hughes Memorial Library on Lower River Road. Nebula Abbey and her Llama Jack will be at the Wish House Lawn for therapeutic mini-strolls at 2 o'clock on. There will be tasty stuff and refreshments at various businesses. 1812 House will have a sampling of their mail-order offerings. The Wish House has some bubbly as well. The gallery will be featuring work by Cornwall artist Susan Hellman, Simply Cornwall. Bay and Real Estate offering an insight into what's available in the Cornwall area. A maple syrup sampling will be held at Pearly's Farmhouse Cafe. Ian Ingersoll will have refreshments for young and not so young. The Toll House has various artists on display, such as Don Bracken, Swede Ashram, Scott Zuckerman, Susan Rand. Check out the West Cornwall Winter Stroll Facebook page for more information. Ankrum Fire Company has their chicken barbecue on Saturday from 4 till 7 p.m. at the firehouse. Eat in or take out. Tickets are $13. Reservations can be made at 518-329-3430. The exhibit, Phyllis Knotts, Faces and Figments, February 24th through March 17th at the D.M. Hunt Library, Main Street in Falls Village. The opening reception will be this Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. Saturday at 4 p.m., Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series continues with All the King's Men, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Robert Penn Warren, at the library, Pine Street in Cornwall. Coming up in Hudson, the Hudson Area Library on the 24th presents Food for Thought. That is a conversation exploring community food security in Columbia County, led by individuals in the agricultural, faith, education, and emergency food sectors, followed by a home-cooked meal made from gleaned ingredients. That's at 5 p.m. Sharon Women's Club has their 14th annual chili dinner coming up on Saturday, 5:30 till 7:30 at the Sharon Firehouse. February 24th, Sharon Playhouse presents Cocktails and Cabaret, your 1950s prom. Get out your poodle skirt and madras suit and dust it off, put it on, shake, rattle, and roll to sounds of their featured DJ. There'll be a libation at the bar if you're old enough. There'll be surprise entertainment and a raffle. You could win season tickets to the entire Playhouse main stage season. More information or tickets, sharonplayhouse.org. In Great Barrington, Close Encounters with Music, the Midwinter Fireside Concert featuring Yehuda Hanani, J.S. Bach, Gambo Sonatas, American countertenor Ayera Nussbaum Cohen, in selections of English song from Dowland, Purcell, and Handel, and pianist Michelle Levin at St. James Place at 6 p.m. A community forum meeting Salisbury housing needs will be held. It's open to all who live or work in Salisbury on Sunday from 1 till 3 p.m. at Salisbury Central School. It's being hosted by the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission in partnership with Salisbury Housing Committee, Salisbury Housing Trust, and Salisbury Economic Development Committee, made possible in part through a grant from the Berkshire County Community Foundation Housing Us Initiative. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 254.63 yesterday to 24,964.75. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,234.31, and the S&P 500 at 2,716.26. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.